Putting the Hancock Historical Museum in the spotlight this morning for their annual historic barn tour, which is coming up here in the very near future. Sarah Foltz is with us from the museum. I said annual. Is it an annual? Is this an annual thing, or this is every other
year? Every other year.
So that makes it even more special. Tell us about this.
We are so excited. So this is one of those things, like you said, every other year. So it's even more exciting when it comes around, and you don't want to miss the opportunity to go. But coming up on Saturday, September 7th, our historic barn tour. And this is an opportunity to see behind the scenes of six historic barns here in Hancock County. And it's just especially exciting because these barn owners take so much pride in this opportunity. And many of these farms have been in the same family for generations. And to see their stewardship of these structures is just, it's something to see.
You know, it is interesting you bring that up because we've talked about this before, the fact that the barns have so much history to tell. But it really is a good point that these are more than just historical artifacts. They're also family heirlooms in many cases.
They really are. And we, not that it's a competition by any means, but some of these families have received state designations for their farms, and they take a lot of pride in that, as they should. And it's important to celebrate that and to see how they've kept these structures that were, you know, most of these structures have been, they were built by hand. Mm-hmm. The oldest barn we have on the tour was built, it's likely it was built before the Civil War. And just to see them still using them actively and to learn the story of how it once was used, to learn who used to own the properties and how they were used and how we're using them now.
Right.
It's just a really unique experience.
Yeah, there's sometimes quite an evolution. Sometimes they're still used for the purpose that they were originally built for, but then other times, in some cases, they're repurposed. But the one thing that they all have in common is the incredible craftsmanship.
Absolutely. And that's something that you learn along the tour, and you learn even whether you grew up on a farm or you've never even seen the inside of a barn before. It's really cool. And we make sure that everyone that comes through can learn some of the verbiage, the terminology, how these structures were built. And it's really cool when you start to learn how you can look up at these beams and you can tell, okay, that was built by hand. And then you can start to see, this is probably the time frame when they started using the very first sawmills, and you just see that whole transition.
They definitely can tell a story, to be sure. So tell us a little bit about the barns that are in the tour this year, because it's not the same barns every year. We are blessed to have so many great historic barns throughout the area.
You're right. We have an impressive number of historic barns in Hancock County, so we are able to switch them up every time we host this tour. So the six historic barns we have this year are the southern end of Hancock County. So you're looking at the Genera and Rawson area.
Okay.
The nice thing is that all of these barns are very close in proximity to each other, so it's not a lot of driving from one step to the other. You can see the whole map on our website as well. And then each barn is paired with several activities too. So as you're touring through the southern side of Hancock County, you're going to come across a number of things, whether that's food vendors, live music, farmers market types of vendors, some artists, and we have a little beer and root beer tasting along the way too. We're
very
excited about that.
Very good. This is a self-guided tour.
Yes. Yes. You can. With the six barns, you can start at any one and then go in any order. And since the event runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's a great opportunity to just make a day out of it. Take your time at your leisure.
Let me see. 10 to 4, that's 6 hours and six barns, so you can spend an hour at each.
Exactly.
There you go. And you probably could spend an hour at each.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything. Now, if folks want to partake of the historic barn tour, tickets are required. You can get those now.
Yes, those are available right now. You can get them at hancockhistoricalmuseum.org or stop into the museum. We also make sure this is an opportunity, an educational opportunity for all ages. So ages 16 and under are actually free, no ticket required.
Okay.
17 and up, it's just $10 a ticket. It's best to get them pre-sale. You save a little bit of money, but we will sell them the day of. So even if you stop by one of the barns, you can get in.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if you wake up that morning on the 7th and say, hey, I'm up for a barn tour, up for a little road trip, in Southern Hancock County, you can get the tickets at any of the barns. You can start at any of the barns.
Correct.
Yeah. How do folks get more information? You mentioned the map is up there on the website, and you can buy tickets online too, right?
Yep, you are right. HancockHistoricalMuseum.org. And before you purchase your tickets, you can also browse all of the different activities that will be on the tour. Learn a little bit about the barns before you head out there too. And then you'll be all set. Bring your ticket to any of the barns and we'll get you started.
Again, Sarah Foltz is with us from the Hancock Historical Museum. Their historic barn tour is coming up on September 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sarah, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.